Hello and welcome back to From 350 to A0, where we slow down a little and just have a little chat. Hello guys and welcome back from 350 to A0. I don't know why I said that, but yeah, welcome fucking back. It's been 2 weeks, I think, since the last episode, since I sat down and talked my shit about Formula One. Like, oh my god. It's basically exam season, and I think you're having the same thing. You have to deal with the same thing in school, university, wherever you are. But if you're younger, if you're still in school, it's definitely exam season. For me, I'm in university and it's also exam season, but we call it a session season, I guess, session-like month. So yeah, I've been busy. I've been pretty busy with that, but what we have today, I basically just got done watching the third practice session in Monaco, of course. Like, oh my god, my favorite race, like, from all of them, my favorite race. Like, I've been dreaming on going to this race for so long. Like, I've been even talking about it to my family members, which they don't even watch F1. Like, they're sick of me. I've been writing essays, I've been writing works to my university, like, professors. Like, I've been giving in homework, turning in homework with essays that I've written about Monaco and F1, and I'm sure they're already sick of me. But, like, it's finally Monaco. It's finally Monaco, and I didn't get to see it last year because I only started watching, like, halfway through the year at, what was it? Yeah, at the end of the summer. Yeah, so, like, the second half of the season. And I didn't get to see it. But now I get to see it finally live, and I'm so excited. Oh my god. I wish you could see the facial expressions that I'm making right now. But yeah, a long intro, a really long intro for me, but let's just head into the whole action of Monaco and let's finally talk about it, because I've been waiting when I'll have the time to actually sit down and record another podcast episode. So, oh my god, let's just head straight in. Alright, so I'm still kind of watching the F1 show or whatever that is, like, after the practice sessions and, like, qualifying and the race, the whole interviews and stuff like that. So if you hear any noises in the background, that's basically it, because I'm still watching, like, they're basically talking about how, ooh, I can't say that, but yeah, basically the whole debrief and, like, the interviewers talking with people and so on. Yeah, so anyways, it's Monaco, baby. It's finally race weekend. It's finally the race weekend. We had two practice sessions yesterday on Friday, and we had one practice session today, which I, like, just basically finished watching. And yeah, I'm so excited to finally see cars on track. I'm sorry. I'm too excited. But yeah, because we had the Emilia-Romagna Grand Prix canceled due to major floods, and that was honestly devastating to see because it was chaos back there. And I'm really glad that F1 and Ferrari decided to start this whole fund to help the people there. Ferrari even donated I think it was 1 million. I don't know if it was euros or dollars. I think it was euros. So yeah, it's amazing from the team. But yeah, really sad that Emilia-Romagna was cancelled, but it's for the better. And I was really surprised that F1 and basically FIA were really quick to make a decision. And yeah, props to them for actually making the decision quickly and, like, not letting things escalate for the worse. So props to them, but I'm not gonna get into that too much because basically there's been a lot of people talking about it already. So you probably know all the news and all the stuff from Emilia Romagna. So it's Monaco. We're talking about Monaco. And also some things, some rumors are already spreading. Like Hamilton, Charles was asked about what he thinks, like, what are the qualities that he wishes to see from his teammate. And basically, the question was asked this way, that it was basically, yeah, what if Lewis comes to Ferrari? What do you expect from him? And, like, Charles turned to him and, like, said, oh, hello, Lewis. Like, what the hell, bro? It's not even the second half of the season and we're already getting these rumors. And the fact that this is not the first rumor that we're seeing. We also, like, a week ago, I think, the whole social media, the whole Twitter was, oh my god, there was chaos because people were talking about that Ricardo was spotted at AlphaTauri's, whatever you want to call them, whatever way we want to pronounce their name. I'm not going to try it the third time, but yeah, he was spotted at their factory in Italy. And he was rumored to be having his seat fitting there for the AlphaTauri car, which it makes sense. He's a reserve driver in Red Bull. But with that came that, oh, Helmut Marko gave this ultimatum to Nyck de Vries that if he doesn't start performing, he's going to basically be kicked out. And, like, I don't know how far that rumor goes and if it's actually true, but, like, I wasn't actually able to find any confirmation from Helmut Marko himself. And, like, yeah, there was a lot of, which I consider being reliable, like, social media accounts posting this and basically quoting Helmut Marko, like, using the same citation and stuff like that, but I don't really know if that's true. The same thing with Lewis Hamilton. Like, the interviewers, the journalists will always, like, try to get something to get the rumors going and, like, start this drama or chaos that people have something to talk about because of it. So, oh, who's this? Who's this woman? I don't know. There was a really old... Oh, wait, who is this?
What is your name?
Claudia Albuquerque. I admire you and everything that you're doing. You're doing fantastic.
Well, we were thinking the same about you. How long have you been taking photographs in this
paddock? I've since I'm 15 years old. I have to tell you, I'm already here.
I don't know if you can actually hear it.
Oh, amazing.
I'm not giving up.
And your best ever photograph?
I'm with the best image in Paris. I send the pictures.
And do you have a special photograph that you really love that you took?
Okay, anyways, they were... Brundle. Yeah, it is Martin. It's Brundle. He's interviewing Albuquerque, a photographer. She's really old and she looks hella cool. I've never heard of her, but yeah, that just caught my eye. Anyways, what was I on about? I was on about the whole rumors with Ferrari and Lewis and Nyck de Vries, and basically, I'm sure you heard of it. I am sure that 100% sure I'm not the first one talking about it because, like, as I said before, the whole social media was talking about it and, like, it kind of died down. But I'm definitely sure that if De Vries doesn't perform in Monaco, which he probably will not because Monaco is kind of a boring track as people say it, but it's not boring for me. But there's not a lot of action going on in Monaco on Sunday in the actual race because, like, qualifying is the most important part of the whole race weekend. So we will not be seeing De Vries performing. So the rumors will probably resurface that the time that DeVries spends in the team, or like the days in AlphaTauri of Nyck de Vries are already counted, and like blah 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 blah, stuff like that, which is so fucking annoying. Like, it's not even silly season yet. How can you start this rumor so early? Like, leave that for the end of the year, please. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it because it's stupid. So yeah, I just want to get into whole practice sessions now because there was some stuff happening there. Okay, so finally, practice sessions. I have my notes. I noted some things basically that happened in practice sessions yesterday on Friday. So practice session 1 and 2. So basically in the first practice sessions, I noted that, I've noted some stupid things, honestly. I've noted that all white race suits for the Ferrari boys, which is hella cool, honestly, because I didn't actually get to see, I noted it that it was for Ferrari boys, like, but I've only noticed that Leclerc was wearing the white suit. I wasn't able to see if Carlos was actually wearing the white suit also, which is like the whole special thing that Leclerc is doing for Monaco. He has his white suit with red details, like his shoes with the red diamonds, and it's basically because of the flag of Monaco. It's the details from the flag of Monaco, which is really cool. Also, a really cool design from Nyck de Vries. I saw that it was with cards and like poker. How are they called? I can only remember it. I forgot how it's called. Like basically poker things that you throw around. That is basically the equivalent of money in poker. I can only remember it how they're called in my language, but I can't remember it how they're called, like, in English. Anyways, fuck it. Yeah, so his helmet design was really cool. So check it out if you actually haven't seen it already. And also Bottas' helmet design was with Pac-Man, which was also really cool. So check that out also if you haven't seen it. Also, fucking Carlos Sainz touched the barrier. A lot of drivers actually touched the barriers, which makes sense because Monaco is a really tight track, and that's why I love the track. That's what's basically cool about the track, because the drivers are required to have this like concentration, this insane concentration to actually be able to drive around the track and not hit the walls, the barriers and stuff. So, yeah, a lot of drivers touched the barriers, touched the walls. Not surprising, but Alex Albon managed to crash out from FP1, which was devastating. It was devastating to see because he was only a passenger in that crash, and it, honestly, it's scary. It's really scary how when you see a driver crash out, how scary that looks when they show it from the driver cams, like helmet cams, and how the whole crash looks like. So yeah, Alex crashed out from free practice 1, and basically Carlos managed to put it on P1, then Alonso came in P2, Hamilton P3. So, none of the Red Bulls managed to top the free practice 1, which was what? What? And Hamilton came in P3, and Russell came in P15. So, clearly, Hamilton had the better setup in free practice 1, and also Mercedes, they brought side pods and a new floor design. So as Max said, basically the cars are copying each other at this point. And I mean, yeah, we all knew that Mercedes are going to be bringing side pods because they were really unhappy with the zero side pod concept, and it just wasn't working for them. So we finally got to see Mercedes having side pods, and Hamilton somehow made it work in free practice one. Then, free practice two, Lando grazed the wall. Tsunoda also clipped the wall at the same place. Half the session through, Alex's car is fixed. So the team of Williams managed, like the whole crew managed to fix Albon's car that he crashed in free practice one in time for him to actually head out halfway through the free practice, the second free practice session. So he was out, which is great because drivers really need that time around Monaco. And like every minute counts, every minute, every second, it really counts because they need all the time they can get to drive around Monaco to like get familiar with the track. I mean, I'm sure they're familiar with the track. That's not what I'm trying to say. It's the fact that they really need to get the tires working, the setup correct, and yeah. So, Carlitos Sainz managed to crash out. So, Leclerc somehow managed to not crash out in Monaco in the free practice sessions, and I hope he really doesn't crash. And I hope he doesn't manage to crash out from qualifying or from the race. Because I saw a stat that said that Charles only managed to finish the Monaco Grand Prix in fourth place in the 2022 Monaco Grand Prix. From all of the times that he participated in Monaco. Which is what? Like, come on, man, it's your home race. What the hell are you doing? How are you managing to always crash out from Monaco, your home place? But now, thank God, he didn't crash out. Carlos did. Carlitos Sainz managed to crash out. Ooh, a bit of Russian there. Anyways, yeah, so Carlos crashed straight out. He touched the barrier and then poof. Right into the wall. So yeah, devastating to see, but like kind of was already expecting because of Charles. So now it's not Charles, but it's Carlos. But I really hope that it doesn't happen again. I'd love to see Ferrari doing something. I don't know, fucking hypnotize the drivers so they can so they can finish the race, because what the hell are you doing, guys? Concentrate. Anyways, so free practice two. P1 Verstappen, P2 Leclerc, pretty good result. P3 Sainz, also great, even though he crashed out. P4 Alonso, P5 Norris, P6 Hamilton, blah 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 blah. P7 was Perez, Bottas, Gasly, and so on. Albon and Sargent were last. De Vries, a back marker, as always. He was also in the back. Yeah, he was also in the back. P16 in free practice 1 and P17 in free practice 2. So I kind of feel like the rumors will definitely resurface. So yeah, let's move on to free practice 3. And then I will give some, like, I don't know, like some details, some facts that I remember that are not correlating with free practice sessions. Anyways, free practice 3. Ocon stopped in the tunnel for some reason. I think he just got out from the pits and then he was like on to set his fast lap, I think. Yeah. And then he for some reason stopped in the tunnel. He stalled and then went going again. I don't know what that was about. Also, Leclerc and a bunch of other drivers touched the wall at turn 14. So, turn 14, watch it. Like, I'm losing words. I'm losing my mind. So, a bunch of other drivers in free practice 1, free practice 2, touched the wall, touched the barriers at turn 14. So, watch turn 14, like, there's probably going to be stuff happening at that turn because, yeah. Alonso was P1. Yeah, he was P1. He topped the session at, I think it was 113 with three something, something, something. So he was ahead of the Bulls, which was, okay, Alonso, you can do something. The Aston Martins can do something. And like the Sky presenters, even Crofty, they were talking about that they're basically putting their money on Alonso, which honestly, it makes a lot of sense. Because Alonso is talking how like the car is so easy to drive. It's a lovely car to drive. And like, I think Alonso in Monaco is going to be able to do something, maybe even win the race, which would be amazing to see. Like, amazing to see. Okay, also, George hit the barrier, Magnussen went off and had to reverse in turn one, and then as soon as he got going, he basically got hoeing. Anyways, as soon as he got going, he was told to stop the car, and he brought out the virtual safety car. I don't know what was that about, but basically he had to get out the car and just leave the car to the sewers to get it back. But maybe it was because he was driving backwards, like reversing the car. Because you know when a driver goes off the track, like into the runoff area, you can, most of the time you see them like almost doing a 180, like drifting, like almost doing a half a donut to drive out the runoff area. But now this time we saw Magnussen reversing out the runoff area. So maybe he did something to the engine, to the clutch. I don't know what happened there, but yeah, he was told to stop the car and just get out. Yeah. And the major story that basically as soon as it happened, like F1, like a snap and it's out on social media, like everybody knows. So Hamilton crashed out at the end, like it was 3 minutes left of free practice three, and Hamilton managed to crash out. And at the corner, turn five, which is not even that fast, you're not even going that fast, but his rear slipped, he wasn't able to control it, and he crashed out. So he brought out the red flag, and because of the red flag, there was 2 minutes and a half, I think, left, so they decided to not resume the session. But what was really interesting about that, because the session was not going to be resumed, they could have just pushed the car, the stewards, I mean, they could have just pushed the car back to the pits, but they decided to lift the car really high up, like really, really high up, and you could see the car like almost flying. I mean, it was flying. Mercedes took the flying lap too literally at that point, but yeah, you could see the whole like floor design of Mercedes. It was really high, and like the car was also swinging back and forth, which was terrifying to see. And I know that Mercedes are not going to be like, they're not going to like that the car was so high up and you could see like the whole floor of the car, because come on, there's still photographers who are going to take pictures of like the floor design, even though it's Mercedes and they're not fast, because everyone would love a picture of a floor design from Red Bull, but it's still Mercedes. That floor design can help Williams, McLaren, even Alpha Tauri, Haas. Like, it's still valuable pictures, it's still valuable data, it's still a valuable design. So for for them to, with the crane, to lift the car so high up and just flash everything. Oh no, that was honestly so stupid. That was so stupid and also terrifying to see. And yeah, for the results, both of the Red Bull stopped the session with Verstappen P1, P2 Sergio Perez, P3 was Stroll, not Fernando, because Hamilton ruined Fernando's lap, and he was flying. He put up a first fastest sector, so it was purple, but yeah, Hamilton decided to crash out. So we didn't get to see the capabilities of Alonso fully. Then P4 Sainz, P5 Norris. So McLaren with their whole new livery, the three crowns livery. They put some magic in their car somehow, but only for Norris, because Piastri came in P19 for some reason. So definitely a better setup for Norris than Piastri, which is honestly, it's not that, I wouldn't say it's not that unexpected. Like, we all know that Norris is like the preferred driver in McLaren, and he is more likable within the team, I think so. And that's, I mean, it was clear. It was clear even from when Daniel was there. Maybe not when Carlos was in McLaren, but definitely when Daniel was there. So yeah, that's about it about free practice sessions. Honestly, I love free practice sessions. Like, I love them so much. It just, I love the whole build-up of the weekend. Like, you get to see the cars driving on track after some time, and it's amazing. I hate the sprints. I just remember them. Anyways, now for some random facts from Monaco. Guys, Sebastian Vettel was spotted in Monaco yesterday. He was spotted in Monaco yesterday. He was running around the paddock. He came to visit Aston Martin, and we got to see some really, really beautiful pictures of Seb. I miss that man so much. My God. So, yeah, his dad was also there, and I heard that his dad was in Monaco from Thursday, and Seb turned to Monaco, turned up, I think, only on Friday. So, yeah, we've got to see some content of Seb, and I'm so... Bro, I'm so happy. I honestly... I cried when I saw the beautiful pictures of Seb smiling in the Aston Martin garage with his ex number one mechanic, and it was like, oh, so cute. Also, he was spotted at the Red Bull's garage, so probably, I'm sad that they didn't, maybe they were being respectful towards Seb and didn't photograph him and put it on social media. But the official Formula One's account definitely put up some pictures of Suez. We've got to see Seven Lewis, and bro, I'm going insane. Like, I'm literally going insane. I've missed Seb so much. Bro, get that man someone. Someone tell the man that Instagram... You know what? I sometimes think that Sebastian, like, got some person told him that, oh yeah, Instagram is all about sharing your memories and memories from the past, and that's what you do basically on Instagram and social media. And that's why he's uploading these pictures, memories from the past, and that's why he's not uploading what he's doing currently. Like, come on, man. Come on, at least post a selfie that you're in Monaco with I don't know, Max or Charles or Lewis. Like, post something on your story so the fans will be happy. And I mean, I love the whole thing that he's doing on Instagram with sharing his memories and his path towards becoming an F1 driver. It's great. I love it, honestly, but I've seen most of the pictures already because I'm a stalker. I'm a stalker of Seb. But yeah. I wish someone changes his mind that the man needs to be active on social media some way or another, even if he posts, I don't know, once in 2 weeks, once a month. But at least can we get to see his face, that he's alive and he's doing well? Because, like, when I saw him in Monaco this time, it's clear that he's well rested, he's happy, and he's doing great. But, like, come on, Seb, we miss you. We miss you, Seb. Okay, anyways, I need to probably shut up about Seb because I could talk about him all day. I love the man. I know. I have something more that I want to talk about. What I really want to talk about is, I want to give my predictions before quali and before the race. So, as always, predictions for qualifying pole, for the race podium, and as I call it, the disappointment of the family. So basically, I don't know, someone who's going to crash out, ruin the race, or just have a bad weekend. So for qualifying pole, I'm really torn between Leclerc and Alonso. I can't choose. I can't choose, because Ferrari, they seem to have some pace. They really do. And, like, they've always been good. Carlos always been good around Monaco. Charles, he's good in qualifying. And he was pretty good in the practice sessions. But, like, at the same time, I think Alonso will manage to pull it out. Like, pull something out of his magic bag, out of his L-Plan magic huge bag, that he will get himself on pole. And Monaco, we all know that the grid positions, as they start in the grid positions, they will probably finish the race in the same grid positions that they started the race in. So if Fernando manages to put the car on pole, he will probably also win. But since we're talking about predictions, I'm leaning more towards Fernando for the quali pole. And honestly, it's probably because like Crofty, Jensen, they really, 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 like, they had an impact on my opinion. Because, like, I do feel that Fernando will manage to do something to get that car on pole. And if he does that, he's definitely winning the race. So, if Fernando qualifies P1, I'm definitely putting him on the race podium. Even though, like, the major part of overtaking happens in the pits. So if Aston Martin somehow doesn't fuck up their strategy and manages Fernando well, I think he can finish P1 somehow. But the Red Bulls, is that the Grim Reaper? Like, they're definitely, like, it's just a decision by default. So Max is going to be finishing P2. Perez is going to be coming P3 on my race podium. And for the disappointment of the family, it would be kind of boring to put De Vries there. I don't know. It will kind of be boring, really, so I'm kind of leaning towards who do I want to make the disappointment of the family this weekend? Should I just stick with the Reese? Probably. Because I don't know who else can disappoint us more than the Reese, because like accidents happen, but somehow it seems that they happen more to the Reese. So yeah, I'm sticking with that. And also, the biggest surprise, I think is going to be Hulkenberg. For some reason. Because he, in Free Practice 1, he managed to put that Haas in P2. Then he, of course, dropped down to P3, but he was on hards. 0.395 seconds off Leclerc, which he was on pole in Free Practice 1. So, like, the Haas has some pace. So I think he will manage to put the car up in points this weekend somehow. If he qualifies well and finishes the race in the same position and doesn't get overtaken, I think he can manage to be the biggest surprise and bring the team points. So yeah, that's it for predictions. Yeah, anyway, so I think that's it for this episode. A bit of a shorter one because I'm sure I've missed a lot of stuff that I really wanted to talk about, probably because I tend to forget things. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed it and I'll see you on Monday or Tuesday. Don't know yet, but definitely I'll see you next week. We're going to have a Monaco debrief, like Monaco race review. So be excited for that because I'm going to try and be consistent once again as soon as my exams are over. I'm going to be definitely consistent, but since they're not over, I'm going to try at least to be consistent and don't have these 2 week long breaks. So you'll have something to listen to. Yeah, so thank you so much once again and I'll see you next time. Bye!